Well, if that doesn't bring back memories, I don't know what will. For those of you who are not familiar, just a little summer madness. How apropos. By the way, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place, at the right time. As you know, and I like to express for those of you who are regular listeners, for those of you who are not, well, listen up. We here at Progressive News Weekly, week in and week out, bring you news and information that's gathered, I like to say called, from around the nation predominantly. It's news that you can use. It's news that's intended to inspire and encourage and, of course, empower. It's news truly, truly that you can use. It's news that's intended to touch a fiber within you, to cause you to be involved as much or more than you are in making a difference. And that's what we do, week in and week out. Of course, this country we live in is a country, according to our Declaration and Constitution, that is for the people, by the people, and of the people. Well, at Progressive News Weekly, we like to say it's news for the people, by the people, and of the people. Because the topics and or guests that we typically have on air each week comes from you, the listener. And so I would, with that, to encourage you to continue to reach out and let me know the things that you believe need to be given some attention by the masses. You can reach out to me at Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. And you're spelling Daryl, Daryl. So that's Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. And I always read the emails and the correspondences, and I appreciate them, whether it's constructive criticism or a compliment or a suggestion. Someone sent an email requesting a bumper tune from January of this year. Of course, I went back and noted what that bumper tune was. And so for that listener, I'll be sending that out to you. And so with that said, today we have another, I believe, inspiring program in light and in store for you. And I'm saying in light for a specific reason, because today I want to use a theme of enlightenment. A couple things going on. Well, we have a full moon coming up. We were going to have our resident astrologist, astronomer, and meditation expert, Dr., affectionately known as Master Glenn Mendoza, join us. However, he's traveling all over the world, literally, and he's unable to. And that's why when Dr. Mendoza is able to join us, I tell the listeners that it really is a treat. It truly is a treat. This man is sought after around the world and has been on radio, television around the world. So he'll be coming back soon enough. Suffice it to say, this is a full moon weekend, a full moon of Virgo for all my Virgo listeners out there. And when there is a full moon, well, what that typically entails is certain energies that are available. And no, this is not some tree hugger stuff or whatever other slang that you want to use to try to disparage the truth of the knowledge of this topic. It's simply science and fact. Our bodies being 2/3 water, how much more would a body such as the moon, which receives its influence from a greater body by some standards greater, the sun empowering the moon affects the oceans. And so with that, certainly it's going to affect a human who is significantly, which is significantly comprised of water. Anyone in the health industry, especially in ER, will tell you during full moons, it's especially active. So I could go on and try to justify, but for the naysayers, go do some research. Reminds me of those who want to dispute global warming. You know, go do some homework. So with that said, and us being in a full moon weekend, this is a great time for doing certain tasks. And there are certain attributes affiliated with those under the sun sign of Virgo. And some of those attributes are very, very simple. They're usually, and some of this can be generalizations, very intelligent. If you know a Virgo, you probably know someone that's highly naturally intelligent. And I'm not trying to boost egos. It's just that over the centuries, it's just proven to be that. They're very methodical, and they're very involved. They whether it's at work or in the community, they find themselves naturally being involved in what is making things happen. So with that, if those are the attributes, and for anyone that happens to be meditating or seeking extra energy during this time period, you would be able to utilize those same energies. So this would be a good time for putting thought into projects that require thinking. So, just to share that little bit of information. So remember, Virgos are typically very intelligent. They're perfectionist, very detailed, and very critical. And those are positive aspects of that sign that any and everyone can utilize during this full moon. So when you meditate, it's just simply getting still. We're too often too busy. Get still. Take some time out to, as they say, smell the roses. And in order to literally stop and smell the roses, you have to stop. We're so caught up in the hustle bustle of television and radio and mass media and social media, it's especially now more than ever before with technology ruling significantly. Just take a moment, be still, take a few good deep breaths, and just continue that for about 5 minutes and see what happens. Focus on something positive. Clear your mind. So that's my little piece in terms of where we are. Let me know what's on your mind. I was having a conversation earlier. So much is going on right now. Of course, Donald Trump is in the media everywhere, and we're going to have a little discussion about that later in a venue that I think most will find interesting as I begin to share who our guest is today. With everything happening with the police brutality and economic equality and other issues of disparagement that's going on in our society, and not just in the Black community, but across the board. It's just that Blacks at this point, African Americans, are significantly most disenfranchised because of the systemic attack that has taken place on African Americans. And unfortunately, a lot of this has happened under our current Black president. And I was an Obama supporter, campaigned for him. And as I would any brother or sister, I have to keep it real. Otherwise, I'm doing him or her an injustice. If you see your sister slip hanging or your brother zipper down and you don't say anything, shame on you. Shame on you. So I will always keep things as real as I possibly can, no different than I would expect the same for me. That's why I say, send me emails. Let me know. Is there something I can do better? Don't try to be overcritical now, okay? Be cool. Now, with that said, there are those that are approaching the situation in different ways. For example, Ku Klux Klan has come out recently saying they love Donald Trump. Well, you know, from my perspective, Ku Klux Klan ain't the only Klan out there that's loving Trump right now. You got a lot of folks just because of the fact that he's speaking truth to power. Truth to power. Oh, please, if you have a comment, please press 1 on your dial. And if you happen to come in on your computer, then dial 347-838-9142. 347-838-9142. We have a few moments at this program before we bring on our special guest. And so I'd like to know your opinion about what's going on in your mind and in this world. And we'll have some dialogue or discussion. I was mentioning Donald Trump before I gave you the dial-in information because I know it seems to be a source of controversy. Some folks are like, oh, boy, what a white racist. And then there are others that are saying, he's just, you know, saying things that people want to hear, typical politician. And you have others that are saying, at least he's saying things that are needing to be said. Well, maybe I have a little mix of all of those in my perspective. But what's your perspective about this phenom, if you want to call it that? I know one thing, if the man wasn't rich, it wouldn't be happening, all right? I think we can all agree with that. So that's one approach, Ku Klux Klan. And I mentioned all kinds of clans. We got the Black Klan. We got the Spanish Klan. I mean, you know, if you really break it down, it's just that the Ku Klux Klan became famous because of the nasty, egregious things that they did, you know, some 100 years ago. And continue to try to perpetuate that mess. But we're all of a sort in a segment of clans. You know, you have the women clan, you have the men clan, you have the gay and lesbian clan. I mean, so you have the rich clan and the middle clan. So, you know, let's just keep it real. That leads me to a thought that I come to about every 3 or 4 weeks. Quote from Martin Luther King, and many of you are probably saying, oh, here he goes with his quote again. Yes, let me just quote one of my favorites. I keep it on my wall. And I have books from Martin. This is just the one that I keep close to me. In a real sense, all life is interrelated. All men are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. Tied in a single garment of destiny, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be, and you can never be what you ought to be. I am what I ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So with that said, let's see who we have on the lines. Well, let's see. We have someone dialing in here, and let's see if we can open up the mic for them. Hello, we have someone dialing in. Hello? Someone coming in on the computer. Hi, would you like to comment on anything that is on your mind or
question? Well, I just tuned in. I see that you're going to be having a numerologist on, and I wanted to find out what he has to say, and I was going to ask him a question. But my comment about the whole situation is I just believe that when we all pass away, we're going to have a life review, and we're going to see the crazy things that we've done on this earth, whether you're the president or not, all this stuff about hatred and everything is going to be reviewed. And my whole philosophy is just to go towards love and peace. And I mean, just to break it down very simple.
Well, we appreciate that. And yes, you just spoiled it. You know I was trying to put a carrot out there. But obviously you are one of our listeners who does get our newsletter, so I might as well go with that. Where are you calling from? What state or city, if you care to share?
I'm in the Southwest.
Southwest Texas, maybe? I've listeners, lots of listeners out of Texas.
Oh, in New Mexico.
No? New Mexico. Hooray for New Mexico. Shout out to New Mexico. Well, you'll be our first guest to speak with Dr. Craig Wright, since you spoiled it, and I was going to
stretch that out
as long as I could. That's okay. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Hang on,
and Dr. Wright will be joining us. All right, we had New Mexico, and looks like we have New York in the house. You're on the air, New York?
Yes, I guess it's me, Ronald.
Oh, our friend and historian, one of our special guests that comes and joins us. How are you, Ron?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me, come on. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Ron, before you start, you know what I was going to mention? I thought about you, and we have actually talked about this. I mentioned the Klan. I was going, and I'm going to ask your opinion. I was going to say, there are other factions. For example, Donald Trump, and I don't mean to throw his name out too much. We don't want to give him already more media than he's getting.
Yeah.
But he talks about this, the Spanish criminals, and I can truly relate to that because I've done programs on this issue. When I actually, my first programs when I started almost eight years ago was about that, because Jamil, who Donald Trump does talk about, was a young 17, very aspiring and highly potential young man who was murdered by a undocumented or illegal alien. And we aired the story, and we didn't get a whole lot of traction, but we aired that story, and we were one of the first ones. And so I talk about that as another Klan. But then another I wanted to talk about was this new Black Panther movement.
Party.
That's another one that is now starting to make waves as well with everything that's going on. So I'm glad that you called in, but I was going to mention that with regard to you and your thoughts. But anyway, I don't want to take you off on that. What are your comments? And we have about 5 minutes before we bring on, by the way, folks, we have Dr. Craig Wright our resident numerologist who will be joining us for the latter part of the program. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Since you brought up Trump, I will just, you know, say a few words there. Because he's wealthy, and that's why he can get a lot of publicity. He's really not, you know, what should I say, he's not that educated. You know, you can tell that how he talks and things of that sort, that he's not well educated, and he's got a big mouth. I mean, you have to admit that. He has a big mouth, but he talks a lot of nonsense. And I think he's like a something like a catalyst to get people aroused. I doubt very much that he's going to be president. I really do. With all the make-to-do he's going through is, to me, something to get people to rush to the polls to vote against him. That's my top feeling. I can be wrong. I'm not saying that that's what is, but I'm saying from my point of view, he's someone to agitate the polity, to get them involved in rushing to the polls to vote against him, that sort of thing. That's what I think his real function is.
Did I actually hear you say that you think that Donald Trump is in this mix, and I'm just using a little slang, in order to get folks to vote against him?
Well, yeah, to get people out to vote. I'll put it that way. Get people out to vote, because they're going to be either for him or against him. But it will get people out to vote. I mean, you have the suaveness of Bush, the brother of George Bush, the younger brother of George Bush, who's the suave one, you see. So
you're not talking
I
about
think,
Jeb.
Huh?
You're not talking about Jeb being suave.
I think he's suave.
Disjointed,
I mean,
but anyway.
I'm on his side, but he's suave. How do you feel?
Okay,
how
we're going to disagree to disagree.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't feel he's suave?
At all. I think he, of all the candidates that I've seen, and maybe one or two others, I'm not a media mongol when it comes to this Republican primary that's approaching. But
right.
I just see him as being a chip off the old block. And we all know what George II was. You know, the most recent president, he was the epitome of, in my opinion, of course, which I'm entitled to, thank you, God, I'm in America.
Sure.
He was the epitome of what I would consider a president who was absolutely unqualified in terms of being someone who held himself with class, with a sense of knowledge and control and balance. I just thought that he really looked comical in more times than not. But that's just my opinion.
I agree with that.
And I think the brother that's coming up now, with all the gaffes that, you know, he has made already in terms of speaking about, you know, women's rights. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I think I've heard three oops, I didn't mean to say that in 2 weeks.
I see.
But just my opinion on that. So
Right, okay.
But continue. You were talking with another minute or so.
That's what I'm saying because, you know, I'm not pro-Republican, and actually I'm not even pro-Democrat because
we know both.
Huh? Say it again?
I said we know that. You've been on the – well, those of us who are regular listeners, Ron, and you've articulated very well your perspective about the politics in America. And as I like to say, left wing, right wing, same bird. And you have
articulated
same what
you bird, is just on different sides of the bird, you know.
Right.
One's on the right side, the other's on the left side. That's where they are.
Let me ask you a question before we go to the next caller, because I want to give the next caller a chance, and then we have to go to Dr. Wright. Speaking of Trump, okay, he's obviously just gotten his little airtime here. But speaking of Trump, Do you think that there are some things that he has said that have not been said that make some sense?
I guess I'm just too biased against him. I can't see anything that he
you know
said.
What?
I thought
we can only
worthy.
Love you for being honest.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything he said that's, to me, that's really relevant. I really can't. I mean, he's indicting all these Mexicans and stuff like that when the United States has poured money into Mexico and keeps all this stuff going. I mean, you know, Mexico has been a resource for the U.S. to get drugs out of there, you know, as well as Panama, where they went and bombed when they fell out with the guy that was leading Panama at the time. I can't think of his name, but he was a military guy. But, you know, I mean, there's bad connections with all these things, and he wants to build this wall, and, you know, people, U.S. people who need the farm to be, you know, the harvest and all that, they bring these Mexicans up to do this because they get cheap labor. So he's talking against, really talking against another side of the capitalist industry, is getting cheap labor to work in those, in the fields, picking the, whatever, the fruit or the vegetables and things of that sort. So,
so
I mean,
you support cheap labor?
Of course. I mean, he's, you know, he's not into the labor aspect. He just wants to blame all of the ills on the Mexicans when, you know, the terrorism and all that stuff has started right here. I mean,
well,
terrorism
let me ask
started
you this.
Right here.
And listen, I'm not pro-Trump. Please, listeners, don't go off the air. You know, Daryl isn't pro. He's a Republican. Please, if you haven't been listening to my radio programs for 8 years.
Yeah.
However, you know, I like to say, you know, call a diamond or a spade or a club
right.
or
sure.
What's the other one? A heart. And so with that said, when I hear him say that he'd like to, you know, deport those who are in this country, whether they're Mexican or African or Asian or whatever,
right.
who are illegally here and are criminals, I can't hate him for that. I just, you know, that's...
I agree.
But I understand, and I appreciate your statement that because you're so biased because of things that you don't like about him, that you just you just can't find anything good in. And it means you're kind of got the colored, so to speak, in a sense. You got the shades on, and you just can't see anything good. And we appreciate that. Ron, I'm going to call you afterwards, and feel free to comment when we have Dr. Wright on, because you're overdue, by the way, to do a segment again, and we certainly appreciate when you do come on and share your wisdom
Thank
and knowledge
you.
With us.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. That was Ron out of New York. We have another listener who has a comment, and then we have to get to Dr. Wright, who is with us today, as you all know, and I mentioned earlier, and I see the lines blowing up, which means Dr. Wright is in the house. We have a caller, 512. You have a comment or a question that is pressing you with regard to what's happening in our society?
Hi there. I don't. I thought y'all were doing astrology reading.
Yes, we are, and you're in line for that as well. So we'll come back to you. Thank you. Hold on. And we'll get back to you. Okay, well, I guess that's a good lead-in for our special guest. The lines have blown up, and we so appreciate our resident numerologist and... we were actually going to have what I like to call a resident astronomist and astrologer as well, Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza as well, and he was slated to join us today. And as he was last month, I'm going to have to tell him to just pack me in a suitcase. He was traveling overseas, and we were hoping that he would have been available today, but Dr. Mendoza is not. But what we did do earlier is we had a little segment about the sign of Virgo, and we may talk a little bit more about that later as well. So now to our very special guest that we have joining us this evening. It's the last Thursday, and very typically this special guest joins us when his schedule allows. And I'm just so pleased that Dr. Craig Wright is a friend, first of all, and a partner of Progressive News Weekly, because he's able to bring some enlightenment in a way that you may not otherwise be able to get. And so with that said, joining us now will be Dr. Craig Wright, numerologist, author, metaphysic, humanitarian as well. For those of you who have listened over the years, you felt his passion in one time or another. And so today I'm looking forward to Dr. Wright sharing with us some enlightenment about what he foresees for the month of September coming up, and how he sees the numbers tying in with some of the things going on in society. And, of course, you, the listener, we'd be remiss if we didn't give you an opportunity to talk with Dr. Wright as well. So without further ado, Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Dale. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to our sharing with your listeners tonight.
Yeah. So, you have a few lined up here. Before we go into that that segment, we had a discussion earlier about things happening in politics. So at some point, I'm going to ask you for the numbers read on a couple of politicians. I'll just give you right up front, one of them will be Donald Trump. We're going to save that. Yes, but I
have.
Well, before, well, I had it, but, and I'll have it again in just a moment. How did I lose that? Just had that. So, in the meantime.
Well, I'm a numerologist, so I'm going to need to have that information if I'm going to be sharing accurate information with you. You never prep me for the show. You never give me a heads up of what's going on. So
I know I don't. This is not staged, and my friend Dr. Wright just kind of put me out there that's what I do. And so I you're right, I don't. Oh, by the way, it's June 14th, 1946, that Donald Trump was born. So, but I want to save that because that's not my focus. My focus is our listeners, and, of course, I'd like to know what you're thinking. But you might want to be thinking about that because I'm going to come back to that after we, get to our listeners because they're most important. Even more important than Donald Trump right now. We're going to do that first. But June 14th, 1946, and we're going to ask that question before the show is over. It's not staged. And you've proven time and time again, I'm not trying to stump you or anything. It's just the way things happen. There have been times, as you know, Craig, well, Dr. Wright, respectfully, that we've talked right before the show, and then I'll come up with something during the show that we didn't even talk about. But you always, always are able to address it. So it's just I think it's a testament to your acumen and the work you do. And I don't patronize anyone. Not to say I'm big and bad and I don't have to do that. But, I don't do that, and I know you don't on your radio show. We just keep it real. And the truth of the matter is that you have, I think, shocked some clothing off of people at one time or another in some of the things that you've shared with them over the years. So with that said, can you give us a little enlightenment as we wrap up August and go into September, and then we'll take some calls and then we'll talk about a couple famous people.
Sure, sure, I'd be glad to. For those who don't know, numerology is based on the belief that the world was created by the Word of God. Words, of course, are vibrations. Right now, I'm vibrating the air, and we've been trained to use letters and numbers as symbols for those vibrations. Starts when teacher says, ah, that's the A sound. They give us a vibration and the symbol for it. Well, since we were all created by the Word, and the words are symbolized with letters and numbers, all letters and numbers reveal spiritual qualities. It's a way of gaining an insight, a closer walk, being knowledgeable and in tune with spirit. So with that said, this year, 2015, 2 plus 0 plus 15 adds up to 17, and we're looking at September, which is the ninth month. So we would add 9 to 17, which is 26, and 2 plus 6 is 8. So we're moving into an 8 year. Basically, the number 8 is a symbol for money and power. It also symbolizes karma. As it is above, so it is below. What goes around comes around. All of those phrases refer to the number 8, particularly when it's the 26. The 26 is a symbol for messages, partnerships, marriage, and gestation, and karma. So those are the major emphasis for the month of September. Messages, marriage. I'm getting married in September, by the way, September the 14th. Gestation and karma. That's all about September. So we can expect some type of message, tidings, or good news. It's a karmic period. So we may meet marriage prospects or people who will figure importantly in our future. We will meet them in September. Now, some of these people that we meet will be, of course, people that we have engaged with or have had processes with in past life expression. So it's going to be like a reunion time, people coming back together. This is a great time to develop your powers of expression as well by joining the Toastmasters or any other type of public speaking type of group or organization, or studying a foreign language. You've been thinking about studying a foreign language, great time to do that. Like all eights, the 26, 2 plus 6 is 8. Anything having to do with finance is favorite, buying, selling. So we'll see a rebound of the recent downtrend in the markets. The Dow has been going down, the S&P, Fortune 5. All the indicators have been going down because we've been in a number 7 month, which is a month of rest and faith and spirituality, not material things. So as we move to the 8th, we'll see a rebound in the market. Things will start pumping and restoring any losses people have experienced during the month of July. It's a wonderful, wonderful positive vibration which can increase finances, enhance relationships. Beautiful relationships can be formed under this vibration. And the only downside is an unwillingness to exercise forgiveness under the 26th vibration because of the karmic implications. People who don't exercise forgiveness will not, they'll find that the person that they're not forgiving really is themselves. People ask me about karma all the time. What do you mean about karma? Well, karma means in a past life, you threw some rocks in the water, and in this lifetime, that water is going to splash on you. So don't blame anyone else, particularly under the 26th vibration. So that's what we can look forward to in September.
I heard you say, in essence, we might want to think about keeping a focus on forgiveness, especially forgiving ourselves.
All forgiveness is forgiveness of self. The essence of forgiveness is forgiveness of self. As the scripture says, forgive my trespasses as I forgive the trespasses of others.
Yeah, forgive my trespasses comes first.
So ultimately, our trespasses are forgiven based on how we forgive. What goes around comes around. That's the number eight. Two circles, one above the other. What goes around comes around. So
wow.
That's why Jesus changed the law. The law Moses taught an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Jesus taught forgiveness. If someone smacks you, give them the other cheek, because he understood karma, and that what you are really doing was forgiving yourself. It may, what we're experiencing may be coming and act through someone else, but we planted the seed.
Well, with that, speaking of planting a seed, we have a list of listeners in a limited amount of time. And so let's start with our friend out of New Mexico. For those of you who are listening through the computer, at 7:30, your line is going to be dropped because we have a little bit of an extension that will go beyond 7:30, but only for those who dialed in. So if you're listening on a computer and you want to hear the entire show, you need to dial in at 347-838-9142 before 7:30, and you'll be able to hear the extended version of Progressive News Weekly. Okay, with that said, let's go to New Mexico. This is a lady who called in early. She wanted to make sure she was in the front of the list, Dr. Craig, right?
Okay, I'm going to meet her first name and her birthday, please.
She's on the air. New Mexico, you're talking with Dr. Craig Wright.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you very much. I appreciate you doing readings tonight. My name is Patricia, and my birthday is 1/24/63.
Okay, Patricia, you are what we call in numerology an old soul. You've been here many, many, many times before. The tip-off is your month and your year are both number ones. January, of course, we can see that's the first month, so that's a number one. But your year is also, if you add 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 3, your year adds up to 19. If we add 1 and 9, we get 10. Finally, we add 1 plus 0 to get 1. So your month and your year are both number ones. You're an old soul. You're also operating on master number energy. If we add 1 plus 24, it adds up to 25. Your year, again, is 19. 19 and 25 is 44, and that's called the master liberator vibration. People like Martin Luther King Jr. expressed 44 energy. Nelson Mandela had a 44 birth path. So your ability to rescue and liberate through your advice and counsel is second to none. The only thing you came here to work on in this life expression is stepping out on faith, learning to use freedom constructively. So working 9 to 5 is definitely not part of doesn't show up in your chart. You have an entrepreneur's chart. In fact, I call the number 24 the family entrepreneur vibration, because a lot of 24 start businesses and hire their relatives to make sure they're well taken care of. That's your day of birth. The 24 is the number 6. That's the number of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and rescuing people. So you are a tremendous advisor and counselor. And your name, which describes how you plan to use your gift, 4 plus 4 is 8, by the way, which is a symbol for money and power. So Susie Homemaker doesn't show up in your reading here. I see more of an entrepreneur, business person, head of the department, super salesperson. Your name is a number 5, and that's a symbol for freedom and change. So the gift is power and the ability to communicate and liberate others through your advice. That's the gift. And the way you said you would use the gift is the number 5, which is the number of freedom and change. So you're here to set people free, to share truth, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, to enable them to be free. People are going to call you a troublemaker and a boat rocker, Patricia.
Yes, I do rock the boat once in a while. And I have freed a lot of the wildlife. I work with animals and plants, and I have really worked diligently to bring peace and harmony to the animal kingdom. And I do think of peace and justice with all people. Yes, absolutely.
Now, this year for you, for all things, there's a season. If we add your month and day, it's 25. And if we add that to the current year, which is 17, it's a number 42. So this year for you is a number 6 year. The 42, your birth date's a 24, so you're going to really have an opportunity to be of service this year. Family is always highlighted in the number 6 year. The focus is on the home, family, domestic issues, contracts, and marriage comes under the 42 vibration. So you can expect a very harmonious year, being able to reach out and connect with others, and mutually rewarding endeavors that can elevate and you know, do what you do, make things better, heal, cure, nurture, because the year is in harmony with the number 24. Now, this is also a year that will spark your creative ability. So if you ever thought about writing, this is a great year to pursue that as well. Did you have any questions?
No, I just want to tell you that you're very spot on. You are just so spot on everything that you've said. Yes, absolutely. That's what's going on in my world.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well,
yes,
Patricia, thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Please
You're very welcome.
Continue listening to Progressive News and tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. We're here to basically bring news and information that will empower and inspire and encourage and all the things that you talk about. So let's go to our next listener for Dr. Craig Wright, who, by the way, is sought after nationwide and internationally. He's been in numerology for over 3 decades. He studied both religion and philosophy in depth, and I could go on and talk about some of his accolades. But without further ado, let's go to another listener who, here we are, out of 512. Listener, you care to share what state or city you're calling from?
No, just kidding. Austin, Texas.
All right, we have Austin, Texas on the line, Dr. Wright, and she has a sense of humor. All right, you
have a
question, obviously.
We have a number 3 on the line. Could I have your first name and your birth date, please?
Yeah, this is Julia, and my birth date is 9876.
All righty. And did you have a question, Julia?
I was, wondering just as far as astrology and the planets go, and the current period that I am in this lifetime, if it's a good time for me to be purchasing a car.
Okay. First of all, I'm a numerologist, not an astrologist.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But I can certainly deal with that issue. We're going to add your month and day, which is 17. This is the number 17 year. So 17 and 17 is 34. So this year for you is a number 7 year, a number 7, which is a symbol for faith and wisdom. So in a 7 year, it's kind of slow down. And you get a chance to spend more time alone and be introspective, analytical. Many people go back to school in a 7 year. Some join a church. Great time for getting in touch with you. Know thyself. That's a great project for 7 years. Now, in September, which is just days away, you're going to enter a number 7 month, the number 43. This will be a month of abundance, rejoicing, congratulations will be in order, a period of rejoicing because you're going to be able to reap what you have sown. The results for the rewards of past efforts will be coming to you. So you can expect financial increase, promotion, business expansion in September. If health has been an issue, healing will take place. Any family difficulties will be smoothed out. It's a very peaceful, restful vibration to eat, drink, and be merry in moderation. So, yes, it's a great time for making a purchase. September and October will both be good times, but particularly this month because you got that end of season sales going on, end of model year going
on.
So great month, September and October, great months for major purchases.
Okay, great. Thank you. I was thinking Labor Day weekend. It's like the auto Black Friday, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Rock bottom. Rock bottom prices.
Yeah.
Well, Julia, I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much, and God bless.
God bless you as well. Continue tuning in and tell someone about Progressive News Weekly on Thursdays between 6:30 and 7:30 Eastern Time. And so we're going to our next caller. Oh, listen, wait a minute. We have our resident engineer, Mr. McDaniel. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I was speaking in the back office with somebody on the line. Okay.
Okay. Then I'm going to let you get back to the back office. I thought you had a question for Dr. Wright. We can always come back to that later. So I'll put you back in the back office. Okay. We have a 216 number. Do you have a question out of, I hope that might be Cleveland, my hometown, for Dr. Wright, a numerologist, astrologer over 3 decades, and respected worldwide? In other words, you have an awesome opportunity if you have a question about your birth date. Cleveland, yes,
yeah,
I believe. Do you have a
question?
All right.
Hi, Cleveland, could I have your first name and your birth date, please?
Yes, my first name is Claudia. And my birth date is 10-10.
Okay, 10-10. Needless to say, they both met.
Actually, you are asking me for the year as well.
I'm sorry, Dale, what did you say?
Well,
are you asking me for the year as well?
If you want to share it, I'll share with you as much as you share with me. You've given me 10-10. I can tell you what the number 10 means, Claudia. The number 10, the number 1 in numerology means you. You, numero uno. And 0 is a symbol for God. So that means whatever you do, whatever you try, you're not going to have a lot of help from other people. But you will have help from God. And that's the best partner you can have. The number 10 always has setbacks. They're always facing setbacks that don't keep them back. So the 10 is about restarting, rekindling, getting up, dusting yourself off, and beginning again. Okay? Speaking of which, this is a number 10 year for you. So it's time to get up, dust yourself off. And begin again this year.
Okay.
Your name is a 24. The 24, as mentioned earlier, when Patricia called in, is primarily entrepreneur vibration. So you're going to have a chance, if you don't already, to have your own business, to be an entrepreneur. This number is also associated with being of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and rescuing people. That's the number six.
Very interesting.
Now, what about her year? How would that help if you were to, for example, get Ms. Claudia's year? It, and by the way, I recognize, I believe, the voice. Claudia, would you mind sharing your year of birth?
You're going to share my year on the radio air, Daryl Clark, my dear friend. No, the year is 1956.
Okay, 1956 adds up to 21. Your month and day are 20. 21 and 20 is 41, and 4 plus 1 is 5. The number 5, as mentioned earlier when I was speaking with Patricia, is a number associated with rocking the boat, causing some trouble. It's a number of freedom and change. So the keepers of tradition always label the number 5 a boat rocker and a troublemaker.
Oh.
So if you're not hearing that, you're not on your job.
Oh, my God. Daryl, would you agree with that, my dear friend?
Yes, I would. I would say that from knowing, and this is a good friend of mine, going back many years into childhood, she has been one to, if that rocking the boat means speaking your mind, even when it may not be fashionable to speak your mind, but is perhaps the right thing to do, then I would say that my friend is a boat rocker. Would that qualify her, Dr. Wright?
Yeah, she had a past life experience as a scribe. In one of her earlier lives, she was a scribe. As a scribe, you are exposed to literature, science, medicine, when most people were just exposed to picks, shovels, and rakes back in the day. But a scribe would always be asked to duplicate books. So they had access and knowledge to wisdom, literature that was reserved to royalty or the wealthy. But they were sworn to secrecy. Couldn't talk about it. Some scribes had their tongues removed. So in this lifetime, Claudia, no one will be able to stop you from expressing yourself. You come here to deliver inspired messages to a waiting world. So if you're not writing, I want to encourage you to do so.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
I have someone else that's here that's also going to give you her birth date and year that would like to share and hear the information too as well. She's running from me. Come here, Beverly. Don't run.
Hello.
All right.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
Yes. Hello?
When is your birthday, Beverly?
Oh, April 10th, 1956.
Okay, well, you guys share that number 10. You're born on the 10th. Claudia is born on the 10th. I don't know if you heard what I shared with her, but the number 1 is a symbol for leadership. Leadership. So that makes you very strong, independent, dominant, assertive, and you'll have an opportunity to express leadership during this life experience. 0 is a symbol for God. So people who are born on the 10th, it's just you and God. When you try to lean on someone, they'll fall out from under you. If you're looking for Prince Charming to come swoop you up on a horse, forget about it. You're riding the horse. You're the number 10. 10s have setbacks, but the setbacks never keep them back. Your year, 1956, adds up to 21. When we add your month and day, which is 14, to 21, we get 35. And 3 plus 5 is 8. The number 8 is a symbol for money, power, and authority. So you have an entrepreneur's chart or someone who will be supervisor, head of the department. In other words, Beverly, you came here to give orders, not to take them. The number 35 is also called the inheritance number 8 because its bearer inherits money, power, or position, and sometimes all 3. So you will inherit throughout this life experience. You will have a very individualistic and forceful mind, a tremendous vitality, which has probably proven to be a little intimidating to the opposite sex. Men are going to be afraid. Men are going to be afraid of you. Barefoot credit in the kitchen is not what you came here to do. Number 8 females come here to be the boss, to run their own business. It's a very strong, powerful vibration. In fact, speaking of power, this year you may find yourself involved in some type of legal situation. But you need not worry, because ultimately you will come out of it. If some legal situations arise this year, you will come out of it victorious in 2016.
Okay.
Did you have any questions?
No, I don't. But thank you for the information.
I want to congratulate you for getting on the phone and listening to this, because most people with the energy you possess don't believe in metaphysical practitioners. They put little credence in people who do what I do. So that's a major step. That's a major step, because once the eight becomes spiritualized, there's nothing you can't do. So you're a number 8. Moses was a number 8. Moses was a ruffian before he got up to the mountaintop.
Yes, he was.
Interesting. Well, thank you for again, I will say, calling in, Beverly. Appreciate that. For listening, please continue. We're here on Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern Time, and we always try to keep it real and keep it live with guests such as Dr. Wright, though Dr. Wright is very unique as our special guest.
Thank you.
Thank you. So continue listening. We have more in store. Okay, so Dr. Wright, we had talked earlier about, because we only have about 10 minutes, about the numerology on a couple famous folks. I want to do a couple famous folks. And one of them I mentioned would be Donald Trump. So, and the other I wanted to do in tribute is going to be Julian Bond. But let's start with Donald Trump. Julian Bond, by the way, is January 14th, 1940, if you want to jot that down. January 14th. 1940.
Okay.
Yeah, Julian Bond. But let's start with Donald Trump. What's the scoop with this guy, numerologically speaking?
Okay. We're looking at his day of birth, the 14th. Which happens to be the same day of Julian Bond's, the number 14. Speaking of the number 14, the word Obama is a number 14, as is the name Bush, a number 14.
Wow.
So 14s are here to be in front of the people, But most of the time, it's in a leadership position. So they're in front of the people, but it's in a leadership position. That's the number 14. 14s, of course, are number 5s. 1 plus 4 is 5. And 5s just love change, freedom, change. They love to rock the boat, to do something regardless of what public opinion is saying. You know, like a number 14 by the name of Bush might decide, well, I don't care. I'm going to, whether we find weapons of mass destruction or not, I'm going to do what I want to do. Obama wanted to usher in change. He's done so with the health care system as a result of his experience with his mom, who couldn't get care because of a pre-existing condition. And so Donald is bringing change. He's rocking the boat. He's front-running in the Republican Party, but what he's saying is neither Republican nor Democrat. This guy is a hybrid. So he's something new. He's breaking tradition. He's rocking the boat. That's what number fives do. If we add his month, day, we get 20. His year also adds up to 20. So that gives us the number 40. That's his birth path, the number 40. Zero is a symbol for God, And four is a symbol for orderliness. Orderliness. So number 40 shows up a lot in the scripture. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. The children of Israel wandered 40 years in the desert. So the number 40 is always symbolic of God's order, a new order coming in. 40s are honorable, confident, extremely confident. They have an orderly lifestyle. They're methodical with money. They know how to invest wisely. And the number 4 means they want a square deal. 4 is associated with the land and building. We think of a cornerstone or a foundation, building a foundation, the 4 sides of a building. So 40s are here to build. As we know, he is a builder, works with architects. 4s have great mathematic ability as well. Negative 40s only see difficulties and obstacles, and this can create confusion in this order. So positive 40s understand obstacles are opportunities. Obstacles are, in fact, blessings that teach us shortcomings. So the Donald has learned to master that and to express that building quality of the number 40. In terms of his name is a 23, and that is, of course, a 5, same as his birthday, which is freedom. And in fact, the number 23 is the most independent of all the number 5. So he's out there pounding his chest saying, I'm free, I'm independent, I don't need anybody's money, I have plenty of my own. That's the number 23, very independent. No, thank you, I don't need your help. But we'll see how that plays along as he continues through his campaign. If he can maintain his I'm not like the other guy stance. His last name is a 25. Trump is a 25. I don't know what his middle name is. His
John.
Last name is a 25. Okay, that's going to help. John, I'll come back to that. His last name is a 25. 2 + 5 = 7. And this is number of faith and wisdom. So he's very intelligent. I believe he did graduate from one of the top Ivy League schools. The 25 also indicates success after difficulty. Success after difficulty. So we're always hearing about Donald Trump following bankruptcy, but he always bounces right back. The name John is a 20. So if we add first, middle, and last, 23 and 20 is 43, and we add that to 25, we get 68. 6 + 8 = 14, and 1 + 4 = 5. So ultimately, his name is a number 5. His birth path is a number 4, but his name is a number 5. So the number 68 always emphasizes materialism because of the 8 in raw. Sometimes there is an exaggerated materialism associated with the number 68, but this number gives very strong attraction for money and luxuries. The 68 is an attraction for money and luxuries. You throw that with his birth path, the gift of building. He's building luxury hotels, luxury casinos, very clever planner, able to achieve goals, has an acute mind. But again, there's the energy of being the boat rocker, the rabble rouser, the troublemaker. And we're seeing that all through the campaign. He keeps offending this person, offending this person, offending this group. That's what number 5 do. They're not worried about political correctness. They're really not worried about how things were done in the past. And the 5 is the ultimate change agent. The downside of 68, some 68s become obsessed with a desire for material possessions. And this can create a sense of urgency, which can obliterate caution. And some 68s are schemers as they seek material satiation. But, you know, maybe he was like that as a younger man, but certainly he's an adept businessman. But he's, like you said, he's made it. So he's no longer seeking money. Now he's seeking power.
Hmm. Well, I thought an excellent numerological depiction of this person that we're seeing so much in the media. And so let's go to Julian Bond as we close out. Julian Bond. Julian, actually his name is Horace Julian Bond. H-O-R-A-C-E Julian Bond. Horace Julian Bond, born January 14th, 1940 in Nashville.
Okay, well, the fact that he chose to use Julian as his name is significant. 10, 15, 21, the name Julian is a number 22. And that, of course, is a master number associated with politics, international affairs, and being able to manifest your thoughts and your ideas. That's the number 22. All fours are able to manifest that which they desire. In fact, everything has to go through the number four before it can become reality. It was even on the fourth day that God created the earth. So by using the 22, it gave him a tremendous ability to manage things and to make sure he was able to control his environment. The first name, Horace, 14, 23, adds up to the number 32, which is a 5, the number of change. We've talked about the number 5 extensively tonight. And Bond, is it Bond with the S or just no S on that?
That is B-O-N-D.
Okay, that's the number 17, which is the number of power, strength, and authority. Doesn't get any more powerful than a number 17. So we're going to add first, middle, and last, which is 5, 4, and 8. Okay, if you add the whole numbers, he was a number 71. A number 71. And of course, 7 plus 1 is 8. And that's a number of money, power, opportunity, advancement, and gain. 71s are very constructive. Very dynamic and determined and forceful individuals. The number 8 is a symbol for money and power. We talked about the 8 extensively tonight as well. So the 71, although disciplined, sensible, and aggressive, sometimes they can attempt the impossible because it's such a number of power. They're dependable, reliable, the rock of Gibraltar. But also very affectionate and sympathetic and instinctively understand the situations that they are presented with. So, you know, everyone knows Julian Bond. I feel like I'm just, you know, everybody pretty much knows that about him. Double 14s. His day was a 14. His year, 1940. 1 plus 9 plus 4 is 0, adds up to 14. So Julian was an old soul. Also had been here many times before. His birthday added up to 29. 14, 14, and 1 is 29. And 29 is the number of the light. The light. So very gentlemanly, very refined. And Julian Bond was here to carry a lantern of truth, wisdom, light, and understanding to go in dark places where other people were afraid to tread. Not so his light would go out, but so that he could illuminate. He was a true master teacher and illuminator. Helped us out of a lot of darkness during a crucial time in the development of our nation.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful, Dr. Wright. Really, truly, we appreciate that. And, of course, Julian Bond just recently passed away, and so I thought that would be a nice tribute as he just passed last week on the 15th. Actually, it's been a little more than a week ago. So well, that's an excellent close. I believe our engineer wanted to say something before we close out. With that said, we'll see if Cecil.
I'd also like to say something if I could, Daryl. As you know, I'm giving complimentary readings. Complimentary readings to teenagers. I'm still doing that. Anyone between the ages of 13 to 19 can get a complimentary 9 to 15 page success report, success profile, if you will, simply by emailing their name and birth date to cr77ig@gmail.com. That's cr77ig@gmail.com for a complimentary success profile for teenagers.
Excellent. Excellent. That is so so generous, so kind, so Dr. Wright. But as I said, I wanted to give our engineer an opportunity to close out. I know when he has something to say, it's usually profound and valuable. So I'm going to ask Cecil if he would express what he had on his mind before we close out. Cecil, did you have something you wanted to say with Dr. Wright?
Oh, well, Dr. Wright, great to see you again. I mean, great to hear your voice again on the radio, as always. And I didn't have anything in particular that I was looking for at this time. I think I've got the reading before, and everything has been spot on, as you are. Nothing in particular to say. I'm just enjoying life and enjoying this expression of life. So I'm cool. Now, if you got enough for me, I'll accept it.
Excellent. Well, to the listeners, in case you missed that last special generous offer, Dr. Wright is still doing complimentary success readings for teenagers, and you'll want to send Dr. Craig Wright an email to C as in Charlie, R as in Richard, 77, I as in Indigo, G as in God, @gmail.com, and he will send you a free complimentary success reading. What a great back-to-school gift for those children who are going back to school and for those who are about to commence into, as we say, the real world as well, or going on to higher education. So that is just so you, Dr. Wright, and we truly appreciate you. And so with
that
said...
Doc, that's giving you my son's number.
Excuse me?
I was saying, Doc, I could give Doc my son's numbers and he can do maybe a couple of more readings for him. That would be cool.
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely true. I certainly, utilized that opportunity for our daughter, and it was very, very well received. So definitely. So, Cecil, you'll need to send that out to Dr. Wright.
I'll do that.
Because I know he's entering into that next level of education as well. And we wish him well. So with that said, to all our listeners, we want to say thank you to, of course, Patricia and Julia and Claudia and Beverly and all the other listeners who called in. If there was one or two that didn't get in, of course, Dr. Wright, would you share how someone can catch you or listen to you elsewhere at a different time?
Yes, I have a radio program that comes on Blog Talk Radio, and it's entitled We Have a Contract with God, and it airs Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Also, you can get in touch with me at my website at craigewright.com.
All right. Well, Dr. Wright, as always.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
The pleasure is truly ours. We've been listening to and talking with and having wonderful dialogue with Dr. Craig Wright, a metaphysic, numerologist, humanitarian, author, counselor. I truly, literally can go on and on. He's been studying numerology for over 3 decades, and he is sought after worldwide. And so we just thank him for this opportunity to have this time with him. So with that said, you might want to tell those friends of yours who didn't catch the program tonight to catch the archives. And, of course, the archives are available immediately after the show on blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and that's Renford. And, of course, that's part of the RBR Radio by Renford Network. And when you go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, you're going to scroll down through all of the other programs, which are very much worth listening to. It's about empowerment, about living life to the fullest, and it's about being encouraged and being instilled to make a difference. So I encourage you to tune in to some of the other programs there. But definitely scroll down until you see Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly, and you can catch archives going all the way back to the beginning of the year. And they're all there by date and by topic and by guest. So with that said, I just want to thank you for listening to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And just remember, you have a loved one, you love them, let them know you love them. Enjoy your weekend. And I'm just going to close out with a nice bumper tune by Jocelyn Brown. Just keep in mind, it's all right. Everything is all right, depending on your perspective.